The New Testament Epistle of Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. A short course for men. Philippi in 200 BC and Philippi today. The structure of the book is as follows: a thankful prayer in chapter 1, followed by Paul's missionary report, then God's call to be holy in chapters 1 and 2, to be followed by doctrinal polemics and joyful partnership in chapter 4. Today's outline covers God's call to be holy, 1:27 through 2:30, in particular Christian humility, verses 5 through 11, which includes Paul's exhortation in verse 5, Jesus' example in verses 6 through 11. First, as God, 6 and 7, and then as man, 7 and 8, followed by Jesus' exaltation. We shall begin with a word-for-word translation from Greek to English for Paul's exhortation in verse 5. This you be thinking, or think, in you, which also in Christ Jesus. Illustrated from Codex Sinaiticus, highlighted in green. Two possible translations into modern English: keep thinking this among you, that which Messiah Jesus was thinking. Or, with an alternative syntax, keep thinking this about yourselves, that which you think about Messiah Jesus. Now, many have noted that we have in this passage Jesus' humiliation into humanity and then his exaltation into heaven. So let's look at his humiliation. Stage 1, divine humiliation, with these phrases from verses 6 and 7. Who, in the form of God existing, not an advantage considered his being equal with God, but nothing he made himself, the form of a servant adopting. We note that these verses begin with the form of God and end with the form of a servant. Now, historically, there have been several heresies based on these verses regarding Jesus being true God. Ebionism affirmed that Jesus was not God, followed by Arianism that Jesus was not fully God. And as to his true humanity, Docetism affirmed that Jesus was not human, whereas Apollinarianism said Jesus was not fully human. Regarding the orthodox view of Jesus as one person with two natures, Nestorianism claimed that Jesus was two distinct persons, whereas Eutychianism said Jesus had one blended nature. Is there any truth in these views? What are the problems with these views? Humiliation stage 2, in verses 7 and 8, in likeness of men becoming, and in appearance being found as man, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death. We notice these phrases begin with becoming and end with becoming. Moving on to verse 6 then, to Jesus' example, word for word from Greek, who in form of God existing, not property he regarded, the to be equally to God, poor English, good Greek, we translate, although he was real God, he did not regard being God's equal something which he had to retain. In place of real, the Greek has morphe. Now, form in English implies something fake or imitation, whereas in Greek, to have the form of something is to actually be such a thing. Now, let's consider a moment what it means to have the form of God. What is the essence of God. To be God implies sovereignty, to possess all authority, and righteousness, that is, always being right, and justice, he is always fair, and love, he is always good, and eternal life, he always has been and always will be alive. He has omniscience, that is, he is all-knowing, what is, what could be. He is omnipotent, that is, all-powerful, and omnipresence, he is always everywhere. Then immutable, meaning he is never changing, these qualities are constant, and he is veracity, that is, he always tells the truth. Coming back to Jesus' example as God, word for word, Greek to English, but himself emptied, form of servant-taking, in similarity of humans, alternatively of a human, becoming something we shall see. Our translation reads, instead, he divested himself by becoming a real servant. He became human in every way, declined using all of his powers. This term, he emptied himself, has led to a lot of theological speculation. Did Jesus actually empty something out of himself? This has led to various kenosis theories, kenosis being Greek for emptying. For example, in 451 at Chalcedon, church leaders affirmed that being fully God and fully human, Jesus experienced authentic human limitations. In the 19th century, radical liberal theologians proposed that Jesus abandoned some divine attributes, such as omniscience and omnipotence. And then there is the example theory, which simply states that Jesus is the prime pattern of self-sacrificing humility. We propose that the verb to empty himself is a metaphor. Then Jesus' example as a man, word for word from Greek, and outwardly found as human, he humbled himself, becoming obedient until death, and death of cross. Let's smooth this out into better English. And having appeared as a human being, he humbled himself by becoming obedient unto death, death on a cross. Well, since he completely humbled himself, God the Father then exalted him. Word for word, so also the God him above upped, and graced to him the name, the above every name. In better English, therefore the God also highly exalted him, and has given to him the name which is above every other name. Remember, in Scripture, name often means the real personal presence. And in verse 10, word for word, so that in the name of Jesus every knee bend, of those above sky, and of those upon land, and of those underground. Or, as a result, at Jesus' name, every knee must bend to give him honor in heaven, on earth, and underground. Now, when we say as a result, the Greek is the word henna, followed by a verb in a subjunctive mood, which can express either purpose or result. And in verse 11, word for word, and every tongue outsame speak, that Lord is Jesus Messiah, unto glory of God of Father. Translated, and everyone must admit verbally that Jesus Messiah is the Lord. This glorifies his Father. Now in Greek, the term Lord is a predicate nominative and therefore is definite by nature. So we say Jesus Messiah is the Lord. Lord being the name above every name. Now, the Frankfurt silver inscription was a small roll of silver with writing on it, produced in the mid-3rd century AD, discovered in 2018 near Frankfurt, Germany, written in Latin, the translation being, "In the name of St. Titus, holy, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God, that at the name of Jesus Christ every knee should bow, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess." A clear citation from our verse. When men study Scripture together, they might discuss this query. When you choose to serve others, what is likely to happen to you? Will some powerful people despise you? Probably. Will others ignore you as useless? Likely. And will some leaders exploit you for their own gain? This can happen. But will God teach you insights and skills? Yes. And will He exalt your influence? Eventually. And then you will learn to exalt other humble folk, just as He has done for you, just as He did for Jesus Christ. Should you choose to continue with this course, then your assignment for next time is to read the entire epistle this week, then study chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. We recommend netbible.org. And visit our website at philippians.site and try to memorize at least one verse from the passage.